Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Century Plyboards India Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agrawal, Head, Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this financial results conference call on behalf of Century Plyboards and SKP Securities. We have with us Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, Managing Director and CEO, along with Mr. Keshav Bhajanka, Executive Director, Mrs. Nikita Bansal, Executive Director, and Mr. Arun Julasaria, Chief Financial Officer. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Sanjay Agarwal, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Sanjay ji.
Thank you, Navin ji, for hosting the con call for Century Plyboards. Good afternoon, friends. Thank you everyone for taking out your valuable time for attending the Q1 FY24 investor conference call for Century Plyboards India Limited. I am Sanjay Agarwal, MD and CEO of the company. I have alongside with me Shri Sajjan Bhajanka. Bhajanka is not there, I think. Mr. Keshav Bhajanka, Ms. Nikita Bansal, Executive Directors, and Mr. Arun Julasaria, CFO of the company. I presume that every one of you would have gone through our numbers in detail. Let me still brief you on the key highlights for Q1 FY24. Results for Q1 of FY24 are in line with prevailing market scenario. On year-on-year basis, we could hold up our top line. Results are not comparable quarter-on-quarter basis, as fourth quarter is historically best quarter. On year-on-year basis, the top line is almost maintained at rupees 882.39 crore, against 881.48 crore. Blended EBITDA margin stood at 15.9% against 17.2%. Profit after tax was rupees 84.11 crore against 96.47 crore. Despite difficult market situation, plywood has done well, with improvement in top line as well as EBITDA margins. On year-on-year basis, the top line improved from 474.75 crore to 488.57 crore, and EBITDA margins improved from 10.4% to 13.6%. With expected 6%-7% volume and approximately 2.5% plant price hike, we expect 8%-10% growth with sustained EBITDA margin of 13%-14% approximately, after taking care of increase of raw material prices. Increase of raw material prices in laminate, for addressing need of high-end market, we have partnered with celebrity designer Manish Malhotra and have launched new range designed by him. For economy market, we have introduced Sainik laminate. In current quarter, we incurred expenses for launching these new ranges, benefit for which will come in coming quarters. While gross profit on year-on-year basis was almost flattish, the EBITDA margins reduced from 13.4% to 10%, mainly on account of aforesaid launching expenses. With introduction of new ranges for targeting specific new market segments, the overall performance of laminate division will improve in coming quarters. We expect annual growth of 12%-15% and EBITDA margin in the range of 13%-15%. On YoY basis, MDF revenue improved from 155.60 crore to 166.77 crore, and EBITDA margins are reduced from 34.9% to 26.2%. The margins are reduced mainly due to increase in raw material prices, which could not be passed on. In order to improve profitability, company is focusing on value-added products. The volume of premium MDF is planned to increase by 40%. We shall also be launching fire-resistant MDF, which apart from all other features like boiler proof, termite proof of premium MDF, will be ultimate MDF in terms of quality and features. Our second line at Hoshiarpur is now stabilized. With aforesaid planning, we expect volume growth of 20% in coming quarters. With increased share of premium product margins are likely to remain stable and take care of further increase in cost. Particle board is suffering both on revenue and profitability. On YoY basis, revenue is down from 51.07 crore to 39.46 crore and EBITDA from 36.1% to 22.7%. We are trying to combat erosion in profitability caused by increase in raw material prices and market conditions. On Q-on-Q basis, while revenue slightly increased from 37.25 crore to 39.46 crore, EBITDA margins improved from 18.1% to 22.7%. We expect improvements both in revenue and margins in coming quarters. A scheme of hiring of logistic CFS division to SPV is still to be finally approved by NCLT, and hence effect of the scheme will be given once the scheme is approved. Scheme once approved will be retrospectively effective from appointed date of 1st April 2022. With these remarks, I will open up to all the questions and answers to all the people online. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Each participant is requested to limit himself or herself to a maximum of 2 questions. Time permitting, we shall revert for any further questions that you may have which remained unanswered. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. So 2 questions. Firstly, on the CapEx update, could you update us on, you know, across your plants? I think for plywood, there is a plant expected for in northern India, expansion plant, and in, within south, the laminate and MDF, please. That's my first question.
So basically, in laminate in south India, we are slightly delayed. Our target was to complete the expansion in H1, but now it is looking more likely that we will commission the line in Q3. And this is a reason why we have had to temper our growth projections in laminate. For MDF, our objective was to have the plant operational by H2 of this year. We are more than on line with the same. So I think we have production, commercial production for the new MDF line in the south within this current financial year.
And for the ply expansion at Hoshiarpur?
When the timeline?
Hi. So the timeline for that is probably by Q1 of next year, we will be live.
Okay. Okay. Get it. And MDF, Keshav, if you could just be more specific, like second half, are we expecting it to happen in 3Q or 4Q?
I'm trying to get it operational as soon as possible, but yes, we should have it early in Q4, sorry.
Okay, got it. And secondly, on margins, so, you know, when I look at margins, ex-laminates, gross margins are down. I'm assuming this is largely on account of timber. And if I look at EBITDA margins, ex-particle board, I think, you know, most of them are down. Laminates, as you explained, it's more because of one-off expenses this quarter. But just wanted to know, will that sustain in terms of expenses, recurring expenses in the balance of the year on laminate? And on plywood, you know, full year, if you could help us with margin estimates across all segments, that will be really helpful. Thank you.
So in laminates, you see the expenses are going to stay because we have created, like the MD said, a new brand in Senic Laminates, which we have just launched. We have also launched a new catalog with a lot of advertisement behind it, with the tie-up with Mr. Manish Malhotra being the first such in the industry. But having said that, the volumes are going to be looking up going forward, and I'm sure that we will get back on track towards 13%-15% EBITDA margin over the course of the year. In plywood, we have guided for 13%-15%, and I think we are very well on track.
MDF and particle board?
In MDF and particle board, MDF, we have guided that we should be at 25%. We have tempered it to continue 25%, but I think that we'll be able to maintain the same. And in particle board, we have given a guidance of 20%, which we are aiming to achieve.
Get it. And if we can squeeze in just one small question on the demand, right? Last we spoke on the earnings call was in May. It looked like, you know, ply and laminates were all okay. But what has really changed apart from timber going up? And I understand the delay in new expansion, but from the existing plants, purely from a demand perspective, what has really changed here? Demand, overall demand.
So basically, you know, I think this interest rate increase or the series of interest rate increases has somewhere hit the ability to transform from a house to a home. What I mean is, real estate sales are good, but people are deferring the decision to do up houses, perhaps because of the additional burden that increased interest rates is causing. And I think that has led to a little bit of the exuberance that was there in the economy or in the real estate segment to go away as far as building material products are concerned. But I think this is a short-term phenomenon. It should come back on track sooner rather than later.
Okay, I get that. Thank you so much. All the best. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. Sorry if the question is repetitive. You know, if I look at the last call, May 2023, mid-May actually, we were talking about, say, plywood, 13% volume growth, but now we're slashing it to 6% to 7%. So what I was trying to figure out is this, you know, the new guidance is going to the extreme conservativeness, that's why 6% to 7%? Otherwise, have things really materially changed in last couple of months as much to have such a sharp cut in the volume growth guidance across the segments, actually?
So whenever we give guidance, we give a guidance of value. So when we've given the guidance of 13%, this time we are saying 10%, and that is on the overall year basis because of a muted Q1. But our effort will be to achieve 13% because we are trying to make up the shortfall that we've had in Q1 compared to our expectations. I think we've done good in Q1, but to our expectations were far better. So in order to meet up those expectations, Q2, Q3, Q4 is going to help us bridge the gap. All endeavors are on. We're already seeing positive signs, but we'll have to see how the rest of the year plays out. So in order to compensate the Q1, we've mentioned 10%, not 6% to 7%. I think 6% to 7% was in terms of volume plus value. So if you combine that, it's 10%.
Yeah, yeah. So 6%-7% is the current volume growth guidance for full year.
Yeah.
While it was 13% in the last call, actually, for FY 2024. So that's why I said, you know, substantial cut in the volume growth. If I look at laminate, we had talked about 25% volume growth. We have not given volume growth guidance, at least in the press release, for laminates. That's the reason I'm asking. Same is the case with MDF, 30% to 17% volume growth, implied volume growth for FY 2024. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, obviously you said that, you know, the first quarter performance is not as good as what you were expecting. But what I'm trying to understand is the underlying reasons why it is, you know, because in last few quarters we have done a substantially, you know, a substantial performance compared to peers. So I'm just trying to figure out, was that due to certain levers which are kind of exhausted, and that's why this is seen to be a new normal?
You see, in Lamnet, the basic reason for this lower guidance is because we had expected the new capacity to come on board a little earlier, and that capacity has now been deferred. In MDF as well, the reason for the tempered expectations because our line has taken a little longer to streamline. We have faced certain issues, but now the line is streamlined. So that has impacted and it has deferred our ability to look at higher sales because one quarter we have suffered. So I think this, the impact that you are talking about is predominantly due to the fact that yes, there is a slight sluggishness, but our capacities have also gotten slightly deferred, which is hindering our growth. I don't think it is a systemic issue at all. I think it is more to do with individual instances.
Understood.
And I will also tell you one more thing. I must accept that you had an excellent performance in the Q4. So, you know, once the performance is excellent and too good, everybody goes into a little bit of hibernation. So we took some time to recover. So I think we lost a lot in the month of April. But from May onwards, we have started gaining up and we have really gained back. And I can see that the battle is still on. So I am very clear that yes, we will be able to recover. I think within this quarter itself, we should be able to recover whatever we have lost. So there is no, I should say, let go or any change in the story or any, you know, any momentum downwards or something. But yes, the markets are little tight and we are trying our best. But I am sure we will be able to recover and go to whatever we have been thinking of, say, 13% growth. Yeah. But 10% we are revising because, of course, the first quarter has really gone below our expectation.
Understood. And just specifically on plywood, you know, since we have seen a low single digit growth in terms of volume, has the industry also seen, or industry is actually declined in terms of volume, you know, on a YY basis? What's your, you know?
Very frankly, you know, there are no industry data, whatever we are talking or anybody is talking, so there is no, I don't think I would like to give you any data about that. But you see, our game is not to go by that. Our game is actually to gain market share from the unorganized, and actually we are working on that part itself actually. So I really don't see any big reason for any big issues.
Got it. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Jojo Shaju from Alpha Invesco Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for giving me this opportunity. So my question is related to the particle board segment. So recently we have seen huge investments from the big players like Merino, Greenland, and it will be reply in this space.
Mr. Shaju, I'm sorry. Can you use your handset mode, please?
Yeah, sure.
So is it better now?
Yes.
Yeah. So my question is, what has really changed in this particle board segment so that the biggest players are starting investing in this space? And seeing this investment happen, what is the outlook in terms of demand and supply in the near term and the long term?
I think, you know, particle board has been a promising area for quite some time. However, the capexes have been in the form of multi-glide presses, which are relatively more economical, and because of the same, it hasn't been highlighted too much. Now, with continuous presses being established by three players, earlier there was only one continuous press by a company called Associated Decor, I think it is being highlighted a little more. If you look at it, there is already a substantial capacity. The reason for the continuous presses is because they are more economical, the operating costs are far lower, the sanding losses are lower, and the ability to give different thicknesses and different sizes is far higher. So now, with the increase in the organized market within particle board, the number of continuous presses are coming up, and we are all seeing that this is going to be a product category which keeps going forward, especially with office furniture and commercial uses.
Okay. My second question is like on the strategy part you have mentioned, like the demand will be coming from the large furniture manufacturers. So when we are looking the players like Merino, they have tied up with a larger furniture manufacturer. So what is your strategy specifically on this part? So is it any talks going on with the furniture manufacturers? And on product side, are you planning just for the plain particle board, or you're focusing more on value-added products?
So, you know, in India, there is tremendous opportunity in all across. It is not just the large manufacturers. There are now a number of OEMs that are getting established and growing in size. Earlier, the scale of some of these manufacturers were far smaller, but today they have grown substantially and they acted good customers to us. So while we do not have a formal tie-up with any one large manufacturer per se, we are supplying to most of the large manufacturers pan-India. As such, I think that, you know, going forward, the demand for the product category is going to continue to rise. Our focus will, of course, be on premiumization, including pre-laminated and other product categories that we are actively exploring within the particle board space. So this is going to be our endeavor now and going forward.
Okay. Okay. And on laminate segment, what is the kind of growth you are expecting for mid to long term basis? And any guidance on like a long term sustainable margin you are expecting?
I think long term margin we have always stated as 14% to 16%. And going forward, you see, this is a year of transformation because, like I said, we have launched a new branded laminate category in the form of Century Laminate by Manish Malhotra. We have launched our economy range in the form of Celic Laminates. We are about to launch our toilet cubicle range when the new press commences. And we are about to launch a 10-foot size, which is more towards exports to Europe. So we are entering into a lot of diverse markets. It will take some time to stabilize, but I am very, very bullish on a robust growth for laminates going forward. Our attempt will be to achieve a 20% plus CAGR as early as next year onwards.
Okay, sir. Understood. Okay, sir. Thank you very much. I will come back on.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Aniket Kulkarni from BMSPL Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening and thank you for the opportunity. So I had a question regarding the, you know, overall industry supply in the MDF industry, right? So, you know, can you give an idea on how the supply is currently and, you know, how much is going to come up in the next couple of years with all the players bringing in additional capacity? So that is my first question.
You are asking about the total capacity increase in India?
Yeah, India.
You have some idea?
You see, there are a number of presses that are coming up. There are going to be smaller presses, multi-light presses that are coming up from some, but meaningful capacity is being added. One, Bau panel has already commenced. Action Press is coming up with the new capacity. We are expanding with new capacity in the south. And Green Panel is expanding with another capacity in the plant in Shikalahasti. So with all of these, the total capacity for MDF in India is likely to increase by more than 50% over the course of next year, year and a half. So I think that while this is a very steep increase in capacity, however, the market is also growing. And as we have said a number of times before, setting up a capacity and utilizing that capacity are two different propositions. So we are confident that we will be able to gain market share and ramp up our capacity utilization faster than others.
Okay. That's the question. And secondly, you know, can you, if, is it possible to give any sort of data points as to, you know, what is the current demand and supply in terms of cubic meters? Like, what is the current situation right now as of today? And, you know, how will these figures be when the additional supply comes in the next couple of years? So, can you, is it possible to give some?
Are you asking for numbers for all India?
Yeah, in terms of cubic meters.
You see, it is an approximately, I don't have exact number, but approximately it is about 2.1 million cubic meters of present capacity. And I think within next 1 year time, it should become about 3 million.
3 million, right?
Yeah, about from 2.1, it will go to about 3 million. But these are not exact capacity. There will be a little bit of a here and there. But yes, that is what.
That is quite helpful. Yeah. Okay, these are my questions. Thanks for the opportunity and best of luck for your coming quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Leeladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. The first question is related to the MDF. In the press release, you had mentioned about the volume of a premium MDF planned to increase by a 40%. So, and I can see that...
There was a mistake actually. It is actually, instead of buy, it should be two. So there was a reading mistake actually. So presently we are at 34% premium products. It will go to 40%.
Okay. So actually 34% will increase to 40%. By when actually, sir? By this year.
Hello. Please.
Yeah, so by when, sir, this 40% contribution from premium?
We have already started working on that. But then, yes, it's a journey. So I think we should be seeing this kind of a result within a year's time. So it will go from 32 to maybe 33, 34, 35. That is how it will rise. But yes, we will try to reach 40% within a year's time.
Okay. Thank you for that. The next question is related to the laminate. So can you quantify the, the expenses, what you had mentioned about the new launches? Due to new launches, there is expenses which lead to a correction in the margin in laminate. So how much is that?
So there are two types of expenses. The first expense is going to be in the form of new trade spends, in the form of branding, in the form of advertisement. And the second is in terms of recurring expenses, such as team, such as hiring additional space. So I would say that the one-time expenses would be to the tune of 3 to 4 crore rupees. However, most of this, even though the one-time is going to be repeated in the form of higher ad spend, because in the last quarter, we only advertised for about 15 days. This quarter onwards, we're going to advertise for the entire quarter for the next two quarters. In terms of manpower spend, etc., I think it is going to be to the tune of 1.5 crore, which is going to be a recurring spend.
Just to add on this laminate business, I can see that the realization has also, average realization has gone down. Any specific reason for that?
Yes, there has been a change in the product mix from domestic towards export. And our export realizations are lower than our domestic realizations. Hence, there has been a fall in the overall realization. Going forward, as domestic gains more traction with the new catalog and the signage range, I'm sure realizations shall also continue to increase.
Currently, what is the contribution of exports, sir?
Today, the contribution of exports will be 50% plus.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'll come in with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Keshav Bijayaratan Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if I see your presentation, I can see there is an increase in particle board capex to 550 crore. So, this is the second quarter when the capex is increased for particle board. Like last quarter, you have decreased the capacity, but the capex are not decreased substantially. So, what is the reason for that? Have the equipment cost increased substantially?
Your voice is not so clear. Could you use the phone directly?
Mr. Lahoti, please use your handset.
Is it better now?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was asking on the particle board side. So again, we see an increase in the capex amount in this quarter also. So whether the equipment cost has again increased, this is the second quarter of increase.
So the earlier was an estimate, now this is a frozen cost. And yes, due to the increase in euro, there have been certain escalations in the price of machinery. As you know, the currency rates have fluctuated and we are provisioning for a slight higher currency exchange rate compared to earlier.
Okay, got it. Like we have used our, plier proposition in laminates, also the Senic brand. whether same thing should be expecting MDF because the industry leader is planning to, you know, cut the prices by 5 to 10% on the OEM side by decreasing the raw material cost too. So are we also have some strategy in place for that? Are we following or do we have plan for it?
Sorry, but your voice is not so clear. Could you repeat?
So my question is, you know, the industry leader is planning to cut the MDF price by 5 to 10% on the
industry
OEM
leader price. Means
of MDF, I mean green panel. So by, you know, changing
I have not heard that they are going to cut the prices. I have not heard this still in the market. So I don't expect that they will cut the prices.
Cutting by 5 to 10%, what they mentioned that they will change the raw material compositions accordingly, their cost will reduce, so will their selling price. So they plan to maintain their margin. So are we also planning something, some similar strategy on that side?
You see, what I believe that they might have little more competition in the southern zone because Green Ply has come up with this new plant. So they might have reduced some prices in the south, whereas we have not reduced any prices neither in north nor in south. And we are able to hold. As far as you are saying the raw material mix change, frankly, you know, there is no miracle as far as raw material mix change is concerned. The price, it is one or two species of timber being used by all of us, and we all buy from the same markets because none of us has our own plantation. We certainly help the agriculturists to plant more trees, but no one of us actually owns any plantation. So I don't think that there is any way of reducing the cost of raw material. There is no other way. The only way is to reduce the density of the board. So it is possible that they are coming out with a new range which has a little less density. So if you have a little lesser density in MDF board, the usage will change. So it may be useful into certain uses, but it will not be useful into at least the furniture side of it or many other uses. So we will see when it starts, whenever it happens. But yes, presently we do not have any plans to introduce any lighter MDF. At the moment we do not have. Because it is very difficult in a plant of that size to really reduce and have two or three types. We already have, you see, the premium type and then we have the regular size. Now if you start manufacturing another, it will add to cost actually in a way. Because the production will reduce, we will have to change more often. You will have to, inventory will go up in all the different sizes and the type. So it is not necessary that the small change in density of say maybe 40-50 kg will really reduce the cost.
Okay, got it. One last question from my side. Have we seen any sign of demand revival in July or early August?
You see, I think that demand is already reviving a little bit, but yes, still the rains are very, very heavy. So I believe that yes, but then I can see certain germinating of demand actually in the markets. And I believe in the month of end of August or in the September, it absolutely will have full demand actually. We are doing quite well.
Okay, got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Raj Mehta from RopoCapital.in. Please go ahead. Mr. Mehta, there's a lot of disturbance on your line.
Is it better now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to know that by when can we see your margin revival? Like, can I get any timeline for this?
You are asking,
repeat.
My question is that when can we see the margin recovery by? Like, can I get any timeline, any expectation?
For which category? For which category are you asking? Because of plywood, like we said, you know, we are already in line with 13-15% in MDF. Our target is 25% and we are there or a little higher. In laminates, we have said that by the end of the year, we should be at 13-15% again. And in particle board, we are already doing 20% plus. So this is the guidance that we have given.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Mr. Mehta, you're through with your question?
Yeah.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Nikhil Agrawal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So I wanted like to know about the, if you could throw some light on the international NDF prices.
If international prices are down and India has started importing some quantity, I believe about 25 to 30,000 cubic meter of MDF is now coming into India per month. But that happens mostly in the south region. That is why we in the north India are not affected so much till now. Yes, international markets are not very good at the moment. You see, the rise was also mostly because of the freight. The freight has really gone up and now the freights have already come down. So actually there was not really a big jump as far as the prices were concerned in the international market. So they basically are there where they used to be. The freight had gone up, now the freight has come down.
Okay. So as I recall, in the last quarter, you had mentioned that international prices were up by about 7% or something had gone up all of a sudden.
Yes.
So that is
5-7% here and there. I must say that 5-7% here and there, but even 7% price rise is good. Maybe the import would have gone from 30,000 cubic meter to 40,000, which has not gone up to that. And maintained at 30,000 cubic meter. Just 7% is nominal, I must say, as far as India is concerned.
Okay, so basically, whatever increase was there in that during that time, it has lapsed. It has come down to those previous levels, right?
Yeah, but the 7% increase after the even after the fall, and that has been maintained in the international market. But the most of the quantity comes only into the southern India. Because the local domestic transport cost from South India or West India to Northern India is very high. So that's why actually that we are still not affected at all.
Okay, understood, sir. And also, I think I missed out on the volume and the value growth. If you could repeat it or if you could just mention it again.
Volume and value growth. Okay. For which category?
All categories for FY24.
So, as we said, I would be looking at a 10% growth in by value. In laminate, we'll be looking at a 15% growth. In MDF, we'll be looking at a 20% plus growth. And particle board, we'll be trying to maintain the same volumes as last year. Realizations could be slightly down due to the fact that we have taken a price correction.
Okay, 20% plus growth in MDF and 15% in laminate. These are value growth.
Yes.
Okay. And so, like, lastly, I just wanted to understand, like, now we have green ply, which
laminate. MDF 20% is volume growth, and laminate also the 15% we're targeting is both value and volume.
Okay. Like 25% to 15%, the decrease in the revision in the guidance is just because of the delay in the new capacity.
It is due to two things. Yes, there is a slight weakening in terms of the market scenario. It is not as robust as we had earlier expected, and the first quarter has been a little weak, but it is mainly due to the deferment in the capacity revision.
Okay, and you maintain your margin guidance, right, all across?
Yes.
Okay. And then just one last question, if I may. So now we have Greenpack which has come up with a capacity. We have Action also coming up with a capacity. So of course there is some pressure on the supply, like there is an excess supply in the market. So do you feel the need to cut prices going forward?
You know, I think at the end of it, a price war leads to a disaster for most of the players involved. And I think we have the strongest balance sheet in the industry, so we are the ones who won't be affected the least. But having said that, right now, we are not really seeing too much of a trend. We will have to play it by the ear and see how things continue. But setting up a capacity and utilizing a capacity are two separate things. You know, the ability to reduce price is something that everyone has. But at the end of it, everyone needs to service that and everyone needs to be profitable. So we'll play it by the ear.
Okay. Because the feedback I got from the market was that Greenply, they are selling at about 4 to 5% lower than the normal prices by Century and Greenman. So
you see, any newcomer will sell a little bit lower. That is a very normal thing to do. Otherwise, they will not be able to make a mark within the market. But you see, we already have set buyers. We already have our set people in the team in the market, the relationships, the brand. So everything matters. They will take their time. And once they reach there, they will also have to increase price. If they don't increase price, how will they maintain their EBITDA and profits? So this initial time, everybody will do it. When we came into the market initially, maybe we would also sold, I don't remember now, but we must have sold 3% cheaper to everybody else at that time.
Okay. Got it, sir. That's it from me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We'll take our next question from the line of Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So after last results on one of the interviews, you were stating that you all are positive that there will be some countervailing duty on MVF which might come in. Just wanted to check what are the current progress going on for the same.
There is no progress there in that language. And then, very frankly, we are also not making much efforts about it anymore.
You got it.
Yeah, we have actually got it approved from the Commerce Ministry and the proposal is lined with the Smart Ministry. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
You got it. Understood, sir. Yes, the rest questions have been answered. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rishikesh Bhagat from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. The first question is if you can help me with the outlook on timber cost, especially in Northern India. How do you see it? Do you think because our press release does talk about, still talks about price hikes in plywood. So do you feel that it's just catching up with earlier prior to timber cost?
Sorry, I didn't get your last part. What did you say? Catching up
with? The price hikes. So is it just catching up with the earlier, in the sense covering up the earlier cost increase?
So actually around April, there was a price drop in raw material cost. We were planning a price increase around then, but we delayed it because of the drop and the market wasn't favorable to take a price hike then. Price started rising from June and it has massively gone up in July. Currently, there's a lot of shortage of material. It is now, a lot of material is also getting imported. So there is a dependency on import as well as domestic. So currently, the next few months, usually this happens particularly during rainy season. So we expect the next few months to continue like this and we have already taken a price increase in July and we are planning if we will, and it's not possible to take such large increases in one go. So we are dividing it into one or two parts. So we will take a second part of price increase also. But having said that, to answer your second question, we are only being able to take what is being increased. We are not being able to take more increase than what the raw material is increasing. They are pretty much matching up to the cost increases.
Yeah, that's helpful. The second question is related to MDF. Now, was our Hoshiarpur, the expanded capacity, was it fully available for this quarter? And where I'm coming from is the 6% volume growth seems tad lower if it was fully available and considering one of our closest largest peer was also under shutdown.
Rishi, the capacity was not fully up and running. We have faced certain challenges, even though the first board was up and running last quarter itself. We have taken a little time to stabilize. You will see the benefit of that capacity from this quarter onwards.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Nikhil Agrawal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening, sir. Thank you again. Sir, just wanted to know the OEM mix in the India segment currently.
You see, ultimately, all the premium products, the 34% we are talking, is going directly to a consumer. And the rest of it is mostly going to an OEM, either directly or indirectly through the dealer.
Okay.
To tell you exactly, it's not possible because, you know, there is no study. But we know that the by the uses, so the, all the premium items are used by now every carpenter, every interior designer is using all these products and they are used by a consumer.
Got it. Got it, sir. And sir, just to clarify again, the you had mentioned that the international prices which had gone up earlier before the last call, that has held up till now, right?
No, they are mostly holding, yes.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We'll take our next question from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Liladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for a follow-up question. So, ma'am, can you quantify the timber price increase in the month of July?
One second. So it has gone up by around 5%, but we have also seen chemical costs going down and timber cost is not the entire cost of the raw material. So it's about 50% of our total raw material cost and there are other costs as well.
Okay. And is there any, you know, we did any import as well?
Yes, we did. We are about importing... Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't have the exact figure, but I can get back to you on it. But we started importing since the last month.
Okay. Next question is related to the commercial veneer. So what exactly happened there? Because in the plywood section, the commercial veneer section, we are seeing a down in the volume. So
the thing is, earlier we used to run the commercial veneer as a segment where we used to actually sell it to a lot of vendors across and manufacturers across India. Since the last few years, and we've repeated this on previous con calls as well, that now this business is only to feed our plywood business. So that is why we club it more under the plywood segment because it is more for the raw material and the security of that raw material is why we are still into this. So we only sell the lower grade ones out into the market. The rest is all consumed in-house.
Okay. Okay, thank you for this clarification. And last one on the MDF. So the growth guidance for FY24 has been reduced because of the delay in the plant. But by the next year, we will start with the south plant. So we will see a strong growth in the MDF the way forward, the 25 onwards.
See, this year we have given a growth of 20% and I'm sure we will be able to achieve it. Next year when the plant comes in, I think the production should come by the beginning of Q4 and by the time it is stabilized and we can really make a big impact in the market, it will be new financial year. And yes, once it comes into production, it will give a very big boost to us because right now house is not our market. We try to sell the minimum possible because it costs us to sell into the south market. Green has reduced maybe some prices and we still sell at our higher prices, whatever the small we can sell. Next year then we will be in competition in south and we will take it head on. So yes, it is going to make a big difference and we will be able to export from south also. So that will also add to the growth. Export may not have much profitability, but it will still be a contributor.
So, export right now is there in the MDF right now?
Yeah. Green panel is still exporting from its plant.
For
We don't export. We cannot export. You see, from north plant, it is impossible to export. It is impossible for an importer to actually bring import and take it to North India. They cannot compete with us, and similarly, we cannot actually export because of the domestic transport cost.
Yes. So related question, sir. In the south, you are coming up with a plant in the fourth quarter. So have you explored the export market where you are going to go with the south plant? Which locations?
You see, actually, export is not our target. Yes, we have explored the market. We are already, you know, in the process of setting up our team and, you know, meeting customers and all that are certainly going on because the plant will be in production very soon as per us. But actually, export is not our target. Our target is to consume the whole production within India, which will take some time. So only for that gap period, we will be exporting.
Okay, great. Thank you, sir. It was helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Harsh Shah from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So I have this one question. So as you said that, both the industries, particle board and MDF will be growing. So what gives you the confidence that, say, in the next couple of years, both of these, plants that you have, set up would be utilized optimally? And so where I'm coming from is that I wanted to understand whether any sort of, cannibalization that might take place because the applications of both, the particle board and MDF are not much different. So if you could, you know, kind of give some sort of a color on it.
So you see, one, the reason that we are so confident is because we have successfully been able to ramp up our capacities in the past. As you have seen, we have struggled in the last couple of years because of lack of capacity. We've been running at 100%. And going forward, the demand scenario in India remains robust. If you look at dental sales, yes, for wood panel industry right now, the demand might not be great, but the sale of residential real estate and real estate in general gives us a lot of confidence that the cycle is not about to turn anytime soon. Secondly, MDF and particle board, the usages are different. Today, particle board, the majority of usage is for commercial purposes. You will see office furniture being made majorly from particle board, whereas residential furniture and other residential users, high-end offices and other such usages use MDF. So both of these are distinct markets and both the markets are growing. Hence, cannibalization does take place, but actually MDF and particle board are cannibalizing the lowest end of plywood rather than each other. Earlier, for both those purposes, people were using cheap Yanmar plywood, which is low in quality, but that was the only option available. Now, MDF and particle board are giving people options at lower price points with better quality.
Yeah, and one related question. So what would be the market size of the lowest end of plywood?
We say that 70% of the plywood industry is unorganized. And considering that the industry is anywhere between 20,000 to 25,000 crores, that gives you a huge figure for the lowest end. It can be anywhere within that 15,000 to 17,000.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for the explanation. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now take the last two questions for the evening. We have our next question from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good evening. Am I audible?
Sir, it is not clear. Can you use your handset mode, please?
Just one second. Is this better now?
Yes.
Yeah. So my first question pertains to the particle board. Could you let us know what is the total market size, Indian consumption market size, and how much of this is being met through imports currently?
We don't have the data on us right now, but our CFO will get back to you with the data.
Okay. Sure, because the import numbers that we track from the government websites, they are, you know, hardly any numbers. And given the recent inflows, even that number when it increased, that led to a correction in the domestic prices and margins for players, because you are the only player which is reporting particle board numbers. And there we saw the margin softening. So, you know, there was a concern like a big capex from three players. yourself at Merino and then Green Panel. So how would this lead to, you know, the margin and the return ratios for the project that your major CapEx that you're doing? So that was the thought. And second, in the MDF side,
let me answer your particle board first.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you must have read in newspaper that Government of India has been considering to bring PLI in furniture. They have not yet approved, but they are thinking, because they know that furniture is the next big possibility from India. So after China and maybe after Vietnam probably, India can become the third or fourth largest exporter of furniture in times to come. So all these exports which will happen will be using mostly either MDF or particle board. So whatever capacities we are building up, we know that even if the PLI does not come, India had hardly, if I talk of say 5 years back, there may be only 50 or 100 OEMs in the country who were manufacturing furniture. Today, if you see, there may be more than some 2,500 or 3,000 OEMs are there across the country. And we expect that this 2,000 or 3,000 will go up to 5,000 in next 4 to 5 years time, actually. So, you know, there will be no dearth as far as consumption is concerned. Yes, particle board is the thing imported. We have even exported some particle boards. And without any losses and at practically the similar kind of prices to neighboring countries. Even that is also happening. So, and not too much of capacity is coming. Only just two or three manufacturers are adding up. So in say next 2 years time or maybe maximum 2.5 years time, we will see that all these will start getting consumed. So there is not a very huge capacity, not really coming.
Because what we understand that in this segment, there are multiple small players and none of the existing players are around more than 5-6% of the total market size. Is this understanding correct?
You see, there are small players, but the costing of the smaller players, as far as the operating costs are concerned, are about 8-10% higher than us.
Okay.
So when the competition starts, maybe we are investing a little higher, but the operating costs are much lower as far as the glue is concerned or the timber consumption is concerned or whether the sending of losses are concerned. So all those are actually, they cannot control. And in these automatic plants, they are controlled very, very finely. So ultimately, there is a the overall quality of the product is also different. So if a OEM is going to export their product, they will have to buy from automatic plants.
Sure. Great, sir. That's all from my end. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a last question from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss Securities. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. Just two questions. I'm sorry if I may be repetitive here. Just would like to understand the timeline for the particle board unit. And secondly, in the laminates division, of course, we've spent a lot because of the new launches. So what could we assume as a one-off and what could be the normalized level of margins here?
Hi, Sneha. So, say, as I've already stated, in the laminate division, a part of the expense is one time, but it will be replicated by higher advertisement costs. And the second part, in terms of manpower cost, is going to be reflected. So, the advantage we will gain over time is going to be in the form of higher volumes, higher turnover, and that will help offset these costs. For particle board, we are expecting commercial production within FY25. Obviously towards the end of FY23, but within FY25 nonetheless.
Sure, I still got it at the particle board front, but...
Sorry, Mr. Talreja, can you speak a bit softly, please? Voice is very loud.
Oh, thanks. So I just wanted to understand the one-off expenses here. I know you said it's partial, repetitive and partial one-off, but still what would that be in between?
Close to 4 crore as launch costs towards Senex, towards the Manish Malhotra, branded new catalog, and towards a foray into exports in New York City.
And rest other increase would be employee.
Yes.
Understood. Thanks, Keshav. So helpful. And all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So friends, while I'm quite excited about the new things being done in laminate division, and I'm sure this year will belong to our laminate division. Thank you so much for joining us on this call and taking your time for listening us and asking all the questions. Looking forward to see you next time for our Q2 earnings call. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.